of this station. But it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-0257. That's 1-800-852-0257. Call 1-800-852-0257.
With your Realty Check, I'm Diana Olick, CNBC Radio. The housing recovery took a step back in 2014 as home prices rose too far, too fast, and incomes couldn't keep up. Now, as employment improves and price gains ease, 2015 is looking brighter. Here are three predictions. There will be more houses. There have to be. As household formation improves, the builders are looking at more developed lots, easier credit, and a better labor market. Mortgage rates have nowhere to go but up. We predicted rates would rise this year, and we were wrong. But with the Fed pulling away from mortgage buying and an improving U.S. economy, interest rates have to break out of the current lows. And finally, home prices have to cool off. Sticker shock sank the market in 2014. Home prices had jumped double digits, and payback was, well, not good. Slower sales and more inventory of existing homes, added to all those new homes I'm predicting, will keep price gains tight. With your Realty Check, I'm Diana Olick, CNBC Radio.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard, aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Inflammation. We all experience it. Even the simplest things can become difficult. Your quality of life suffers. What if there was a natural wellness drink whose ingredients assist the body in combating the effects of inflammation? Well, now there is. Nopalea, made from the natural rich fruit of the Sonoran Desert's Nopal cactus. With over 8 million bottles sold, isn't it time for you to take the Nopalea Wellness Challenge? Silence the pain. Improve the quality of your life by reducing inflammation.
Call 1-800-722-9481 now.
And learn how you can get your first 32-ounce bottle free with just a shipping and handling charge.
Call 1-800-722-9481. That's 1-800-722-9481.
Nopalea. Call now.
1-800-722-9481.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. Your low-price journey starts at Discount Tire.
The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
Good afternoon, Arizona. It's time for Dr. Talk with Dr. Belinda Barclay-White, a board-certified radiologist who specializes in breast imaging and breast-related issues, and Dr. Carrie Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. This show is about your health care, your well-being, and your life. Get the latest information and answers to your questions from nationally recognized physicians and healthcare experts. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's Facebook.com/Dr. Talk. It's time for Dr. Talk with hosts Dr. Barclay-White and Dr. Bordinko.
Welcome to another Saturday episode of Dr. Talk. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us on your busy weekends and listen for more new, innovative information in the field of medicine. And today we have another show that we think our listeners are really going to enjoy. It's on melanoma, something we're all too familiar with here in the Valley of the Sun. And it's a big problem, isn't it?
It's a huge problem. Studies that were that divided incidence of melanoma in the 1950s compared with now show that the incidence of melanoma has increased from 3 from skin cancer, sorry, 3 per 100,000 people up to 30 per 100,000 people now. I hope I'm right with those statistics. This could be melanoma versus skin cancer. But as the mother of two red-headed daughters, and I'm sitting here with a red-headed producer, and Carrie, I think you're a redhead as well, we all have a very big interest in melanoma.
We do, and it's something that, you know, it's not just a U.S. phenomenon, obviously. I mean, a lot of countries are concerned about the growing rate of melanoma and the growing incidence. And it's a cancer that, as many people know, and I think we're going to bring to the knowledge base of our listeners today, that affects young people. And that's really the scary part. And we hear a lot about melanoma in tanning beds. And I know our speaker's going to have a lot of good input on that as well and talk about those associated risk factors. So some of the stats on melanoma for our listeners, that one of the reasons why we really wanted to bring this show out was one person dies of melanoma every hour, every 57 minutes. And I don't think a lot of people think of melanoma as killing people. You know, we talk about lung cancer, breast cancer, prostate. We've had all those shows aired. And melanoma is right up there. It's a dangerous cancer.
And particularly, I think the problem with melanoma is when you're diagnosed with melanoma, there's often a very long lead time to the time that it kills you. And so even though we hear people being diagnosed with melanoma, we don't actually hear them getting sick and dying so often. We hear of people dying from melanoma, but they may have been diagnosed years earlier. So unlike breast cancer, where you sort of see a progression possibly, or advanced prostate cancer, it's a little bit more difficult to understand in melanoma.
Absolutely. And, you know, once again, this is a cancer that affects all people, all walks of life. Those who are active, outdoor, sports enthusiasts, healthy young people are affected by this cancer. And that's really why we wanted to have our guest today. We have a wonderful speaker from MD Anderson down in Texas. We have Dr. Jeffrey Gershenwald. He is the professor and Department of Surgical Oncology leader and leader in the Melanoma Moonshot Program. Dr. Gershenwald, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background. You are board certified in the American Board of Surgery, did your training also at the University of Texas in surgical oncology, and attended Cornell University for your residency. But you've spent most of your time at MD Anderson, is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to come on and help us answer some of the common questions that our listeners may have about melanoma, or hopefully guide them in some directions to be more preventative and not be affected by this disease.
So let's start with a definition. What is melanoma and how is it? We know it's a skin cancer, but maybe you could talk a little bit about skin cancers in general and then melanoma, just to get it in sort of proportion.
Sure. So to put things in perspective, melanoma is a type of skin cancer. Skin cancers overall are the most common types of cancer that's diagnosed in the U.S. And melanoma in particular develops from the cells in the skin that make pigment. And these pigment-producing cells are called melanocytes. And when they become cancerous, that's what we call melanoma. While melanoma is not the most common type of skin cancer, there are two other types of skin cancer that many listeners may have heard of called basal cell and squamous cell cancer. Melanoma is unfortunately associated with over three-quarters of all the skin cancer deaths in the U.S., or about 9,000 people, or about one person per hour, is expected to die of melanoma this year.
So wow. I recently saw a statistic, so 76,000 new cases of invasive melanoma will be diagnosed in 2014. Is that a fairly accurate stat?
That is. So it's about the fifth most common cancer in men, about the seventh most common cancer in women in the U.S. this year.
And unfortunately, very common in our younger population, is that right? The commonest
indeed.
Cause of death in young people, actually. Is that correct?
Well, it's the second most common cancer right now in women aged 20 to 29.
Okay.
There's a challenge with death from melanoma at any age. Fortunately, when diagnosed early, it's usually very treatable and often curable, but in advanced stages, as you had noted earlier, it's a real challenge.
So why are we seeing an increased incidence of melanoma in the U.S.?
It's a great question that I don't think we have the final answer on. Certainly awareness is part of the answer, but in particular, I think that As we've embraced a society where being outdoors and being exposed to the sun and embarking on behaviors like that, we actually are, and to some extent, increasing our risk of melanoma, because what we've learned is that ultraviolet radiation, whether it be from the sun or in particular from tanning beds, actually increases our risk of skin cancer and melanoma in particular.
So, you know, for years we've seen the commercials on TV, maybe not as much as when I can look back and think in the 80s, where we talked about sunblock and SPF and wearing sunscreen when you go out. That's been around for decades now. Why is that not impacting the melanoma incident?
Well, it's if you think about how people generally behave around the sun, putting on sunscreen is something that takes some effort. There have been developments in sunscreen as well over the years. Not enough people, I don't think, really respect the sun. And I think that that's one of the messages that we could broadcast today, is how important it is to appreciate and moderate one's exposure, because we do know that there's significant risk from the sun, but there are ways that we can help reduce our risk.
And I understand that in squamous cell and basal cell, it's the cumulative effect of the sun over the years, but in melanoma, not necessarily so.
Right. It's a pretty complicated question, and it's a great one
to
interrogate. Certainly the cumulative incidence of UV exposure is a problem to the cells in the skin, and ultraviolet radiation damages the DNA, the actual genetic makeup in the cells. So if you're exposed to UV, you could expect some of the cells to be damaged. And the body can often repair that, but sometimes they can't. And so the ultraviolet radiation is one of the ways that we have learned can contribute to this.
So and one of the things that is somewhat confusing is that you can develop melanoma in areas that are completely unexposed to the sun, correct?
That is. So ultraviolet light doesn't provide all of the messaging as far as risk is concerned. And in particular, some melanomas do develop where the sun never shines. I'll add that for some people, the sun, some areas of the body may not be exposed to the sun, but for those who have used an indoor tanning device or in an indoor tanning salon at some point, that also increases risk, and there may be areas there that have been exposed that wouldn't have been exposed out at the beach or at the pool, for example.
Absolutely. So how do you distinguish a freckle or a mole from melanoma? We're going into our break now, but I'd like to come back to that question after the break, and also who is at the greatest risk for melanoma?
Sure.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Talk. You're listening to Money Radio 99.3 FM, 1510 AM. We'll be back right after the break.
Do you dread having your annual screening mammogram? For a totally different experience, give Arizona BreastNet a call. Our all-female staff provides you with years of expertise and immediate results in a clean, state-of-the-art, spa-like facility that respects your mind, your body, and your time. If, on the other hand, you have a new breast lump or breast-related finding, call Arizona BreastNet today for an immediate appointment and consultation with a doctor who will give you your results at the time of your visit. At Arizona BreastNet, you will never have to wonder, worry, or wait. Get your results today and call 480-314-7600. That's 480-314-7600 for an immediate appointment, or you can visit us online at breastnet.net for more information.
Join board-certified and personal physician Dr. Carrie Bordinko every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 AM and 99.3 FM for Dr. Talk, where we put healthcare back in your hands. Each week, we'll have a full panel of nationally known medical experts as guest speakers, taking an in-depth look at the issues that affect us all and matter most. Tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. for Dr. Talk.
When you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Dr. Talk. We have Dr. Carrie Bordinko and myself have Dr. Gershon Wald from MD Anderson on the phone, and he's talking about skin cancers and melanoma in particular. And just before we went into the break, we asked the question, we all have lots of moles and bits and bobs all over our body that we sort of stare at and wonder about, but how do you distinguish the important melanomas from freckles or moles, which many of us have a lot of?
Sure. So there's no one specific way, but one of the tools that's been brought forth to help individuals think about their moles and their freckles and whether or not things should be checked out is known as the ABCDEs, and that refers to various changes in a mole that may occur in various characteristics. And so I'll just go over those real briefly. A is for asymmetry. So if you look at the mole or the freckle, does it look the same if you look at it from all different directions? B is for border irregularity. So are the edges smooth or are they jagged? C is for color or variegation or changing color. Is it all nice and homogeneous, or there are different shades of brown or black or even red, or sometimes even without pigment? D is for diameter. Is it something that's at least about 6 millimeters or the size of an eraser head? And E is for evolution or change. So is it something that had been there for a while and now you've noticed it change? One of my colleagues in Paris calls his approach the ugly duckling sign. Which one doesn't look like the others? So if you have several moles and freckles and they all look the same, but one looks different or one becomes different looking, it's not your job to diagnose it as a skin cancer, but merely to say, hey, I think we should get this checked out.
And are they necessarily raised or can they be flat?
They can be flat. Sometimes they're raised, but they can be flat.
And that's a great lead-in. You know, on this show, a lot of times we encourage our listeners to make sure they have a connection with a primary care doctor. And this is something they don't necessarily need to see a dermatologist to kind of screen out or tease out that one ugly duckling, as you referred to it. But go to their healthcare provider, have them do a full-body skin exam, and then if the suspicion is raised, they can obviously refer to a qualified board-certified dermatologist to do a more in-depth analysis of that.
Absolutely.
So we didn't really talk about the sort of people that are more prone to melanomas, you know, the reddish hair color, fair hair, fair skin, lots of freckles, moles, and maybe we'll get to talking specifically about multiple moles and the connection that that has with the incidence of melanoma. But lots of sunburns, obviously, we have to be aware of. A family history of melanoma is very important. So can you address some of these things?
Sure. I think you really hit the nail on the head there. All those things are risk factors for melanoma. I think one of the most important risk factors for melanoma is as you can imagine, the skin is one of the largest organs in the body. And if one area of the skin ultimately changed and those pigment-producing cells, the melanocytes, might have become a melanoma in one place, then you can imagine that the rest of the skin may also be susceptible. So people who have had a prior history of melanoma may not only be at risk for a recurrence or spread from that melanoma based on the features of that melanoma when it was diagnosed. But also, importantly, it doesn't make them immune from developing another melanoma somewhere else on the body. And so careful periodic checks is also important for someone who's had a melanoma, since the skin is such a big organ with so much surface area.
So that would be when you maybe go down to 6 monthly checks if you've already been diagnosed with melanoma?
So I think that's a good conversation to have with your healthcare team. There are reasons to visit your healthcare providers or dermatologists more frequently or less frequently, and that's something that should be individualized. But I think that for those who are getting skin checks, at least an annual exam would be a good place to start. And there are tools that are available on the web, for example, through the American Cancer Society, where you can easily examine your own skin on a monthly basis.
That's great. Perfect. Do you happen to have that website available that we can announce to our listeners? And we can actually post that on our Facebook page at Dr. Talk.
Sure. We'll do that.
All right. So one of the other, you know, we talk a lot about the diagnosis of cancer, and it sounds very gloom and doom right now.
Yes,
but I think let's do something positive here. We've really made great advancements in the survivability from melanoma. In the 50s, you had a 50% mortality, and now we only have an 8%. It looks like mortality with the current treatment regimens. So, you know, how is the treatment progressed? How is MD Anderson attacking melanoma?
Sure. So I think one point of clarification that would be real helpful is that while the message is very challenging for people who have advanced or melanoma that has spread to distant sites, for the majority of people in the U.S. who are diagnosed with melanoma, about 70% actually have what's called a very thin melanoma at initial diagnosis, where the prognosis is overall quite good. We know that for some, there's still a risk of spread ultimately, but for a majority of patients who are initially diagnosed, early identification, early treatment really is the way to go, where the treatment may be limited to surgery alone. There are also many gradations. There's tremendous heterogeneity. So when we think about treatment advances, some of them have been surgical over the last 20 years, where we can now use specialized techniques in surgery to identify microscopic deposits of metastasis or spread in people who have had a melanoma diagnosed on the skin, where the most common first site of spread is to the lymph nodes. And so their surgery has been a tremendous stride. For patients whose melanoma has spread to lymph nodes and beyond, that's where the challenge that we all hear about, with a 5-year survival of, let's say, only about 10%, has been historically the way we've approached things. And over the last few years, there has been a really landmark groundswell of activity with new drugs approved for melanoma that have really begun to transform how we can care for patients with advanced disease.
Dr. Gershenwald, I definitely want to get into some of the new innovative drugs, because I know MD Anderson's been on the forefront of developing a lot of those. But just real quick, can you clarify on the surgical side of things? Is that technique for identifying metastatic spread, is that known to all surgeons throughout the U.S., or is that really found more at centers of excellence?
It's known to many. So the technique is called lymphatic mapping and sentinel lymph node biopsy. It's a technique widely used to help assess women who develop breast cancer for their likelihood of lymph node disease under their arms. And it actually was a technique that was developed to assess the same kind of risk, the risk of lymph node disease, which is the most common route of spread in patients with melanoma.
Perfect.
So
many
surgical oncologists around the country have been well-equipped, but clearly in some areas, some specialized centers, it's an area of expertise as well.
Okay, we're going to cut you off. We're going to head out to break. Hold that thought. When we come back, more with Dr. Gershenwald from MD Anderson on the topic of melanoma and new preventative strategies in the treatment. Thank you for joining us on Dr. Talk.
the bottom of the hour, we pause for a look at the world's news. Then we're back with Money Talk. We're Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.
Tension between New York Mayor Bill de Blasio and the police was evident at the funeral of NYPD officer Rafael Ramos. But Congressman Charles Rangel says those who spoke at today's service delivered the right message.
Every speaker made it appear as though they were talking for us to the family, saying things that we all wanted to say.
North Korea is blaming its internet outage on the U.S. And from Seoul, correspondent Paula Hancock has part of that nation's official statement.
It says U.S. President Obama is the chief culprit who forced the Sony Pictures Entertainment to indiscriminately distribute the movie and took the lead in appeasing and blackmailing cinema houses and theaters.
Winter storm watches for Salt Lake City as snow is expected to develop by tomorrow morning. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis reports it's going to be colder in lots of places.
An Alberta Clipper or a Clipper system will move across the Midwest and into the Great Lakes.
And in the South, where it's been relatively mild, temps will plunge. I'm Evan Haining.
Hi, welcome to Healthburg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the guy Kogieko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fraudulent charges aren't always so easy to find. They can start out as just a few dollars. That's why Discover Card monitors every purchase every day to help keep your account protected from suspicious activity. Plus, you're never responsible for any unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. And if you need to replace your card for any reason, we'll overnight you a new one at your request, free of charge. These are just some of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Learn more at discover.com. Overnight shipping applies to U.S. destinations, excluding P.O. boxes. Do you know your credit?
There are lots of places to hear the latest hits, but those places won't help you make money and hang on to it. We will. It's just our way, as it has been for a quarter century, and we keep going 24 hours a day, still at 1510 AM, and now at 99.3 FM.
This show is brought to you by Discount Tire. We carry the best selection of tires and wheels at everyday low prices.
Your health care, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
Welcome back to Dr. Talk. Dr. Carrie Bordinko and myself are here in the studio discussing with Dr. Gershon Wall from MD Anderson on skin cancer and melanoma. And before we went into the break, we were asking you about the exciting new research in melanoma that's occurring actually at MD Anderson regarding immunotherapy for the treatment of advanced melanoma. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So immunotherapy is basically trying to harness the immune system to help fight the cancer. And one of the observations years and years ago was that in some people who had melanoma, doctors had noticed that it would occasionally spontaneously regress or seemingly disappear. And that was a signal that the immune system may be real important. And Jim Allison, one of the pioneers of immunotherapy, or using the immune system to treat cancer, recently rejoined us at MD Anderson after his early career was here. And what he did is he identified one of the pathways of the immune system that's actually called the checkpoint. You could think of the immune system as needing checks and balances, and if the immune system were always revved up after an infection or other kind of illness, that the immune system would basically overtake us. The checkpoints help to basically put the brakes on the immune system, and what he found was that those brakes also were sometimes impeding the ability to fight the cancer. And so by developing a way to block the brakes that are part of the immune system, essentially release the brakes, if you will, that is an effective way to treat melanoma.
Okay. That sounds complicated. Where should we start? So just to recap, so most of us, in fact, I tell my patients this about breast cancer, we're all probably developing little cancers all the time. But most of the time, our immune system tends to go to work, attack that cancer, and it never becomes a clinical cancer. And the same is true of probably most of our cancers. So what you're saying in the treatment of advanced melanoma, if you can rev up that immune system to overcome a larger burden of tumor, then you're sort of on the winning side.
So essentially it's releasing the brakes. There are actually parts of the immune system that contribute to slowing it down.
Okay.
And literally by blocking those brakes, you can let the immune system go, if you will. And it will then help to fight the cancer. And that was proven now a handful of years ago. And so just in 2011, a drug, it was given as an antibody, so basically as an intravenous in the office, can be the source of releasing the brakes. Essentially, this antibody helps to block the checkpoint. And if you block the checkpoint, you release the brakes, and then it allows the immune system in the patient to actually start to fight the melanoma.
That sounds like something that might work, obviously, across the board for a lot of cancers, like Belinda was talking about. You know, the immune system is so important to fighting so many of these in the early and late stages that it sounds like you may have an application here across a much wider spectrum than just melanoma.
Right. So not only has a second of these checkpoints been identified and also a way to block it successfully developed, leading to a new drug just a few months ago that was approved by the FDA, and that blocks another pathway. So now there are two different immunotherapies just in the last few years for melanoma alone. As you might imagine, and as you just suggested, these are being tested in a number of other cancers. And so we'll be looking forward over the next few to several months and years to see what other cancers may be amenable to this kind of approach.
And while we're talking about new innovations in treatment, I want to make sure that we are able to introduce our listeners to something that's an innovation of MD Anderson that you've personally been involved with. You're the leader of the Melanoma Moonshots program. But tell our listeners, explain what Moonshots is all about.
Sure. So the Moonshot program is the vision of our president, Ron DePino, who, after he arrived here a few years ago, said, how can we really begin to take charge on the direction of cancer research where the sole goal is really maximal clinical impact? How could we help patients who are challenged by cancer, and in my case, melanoma in particular? How can we get all hands on deck? How can we think about the problems from all perspectives, from those at risk who don't even have the cancer yet to those who have advanced disease? What are the most important questions? And for just a moment, don't think about how much something will cost or if all the materials and resources are in place, but let's come together and try to come up with some initial plans of action for a solution. And that was the genesis of the Moonshot, much like President Kennedy at Rice Stadium, literally a mile from MD Anderson, when he delivered the famous Moonshot address now 52 years ago, so 1962. And it was with that charge that we were asked to try to begin a really structured approach to tackling the problem of cancer.
So one of Melanoma Moonshot's accomplishments this last year in Texas was to educate the legislature about the danger of tanning beds, particularly in our minors. And unfortunately, one of my daughters ended up in a tanning bed, even though she'd been told repeatedly as a small child that that was the worst thing she could do, but she was 19 and she did it anyway. So I'm very happy to hear that you actually have been able to make it illegal to tan minors in these tanning beds. Is that correct?
That's right. So Texas became the fourth state to enact legislation that would ban tanning, indoor tanning bed use by minors under 18, and now one of 11 states in the country that has this kind of ban. I think it's really important to recognize that about half of U.S. children and adolescents have at least one sunburn per year, And so not only is there a tremendous risk of or increased risk of melanoma from indoor tanning, with even a single dose, if you will, of indoor tanning contributing to increased risk, but blistering sunburns as a child or adolescent are also risk factors for melanoma and skin cancer. And so this sort of tour de force of coming together was MD Anderson, a few medical societies, the American Cancer Society, a melanoma foundation called AIM, came together, informed the legislature, and then the rest was ultimately history.
That's really wonderful. Unfortunately, the public has a very short memory, right? And if we can keep this going, in other words, don't get into your tanning bed, but we may not see the effects of that for maybe 20, 30, 40 years. Is that correct?
Well, I think that the risk is probably great enough from indoor tanning that we may be able to see it in fewer than decades and decades away. We're seeing more young women in particular who are developing melanoma, and the epidemiologic evidence, the really clear and compelling evidence that using indoor tanning beds is associated with risk of melanoma. So the better that we can inform and educate and for minors prohibit the use of indoor tanning, hopefully young adults and adults overall will learn from this important messaging that one way to begin to try to reduce one's own risk of skin cancer and melanoma is to try to avoid UV exposure where possible. And part of that message is not to use indoor tanning devices.
And I know going into our next segment, we're going to spend some time talking about children and teens. That's a big topic for a lot of our listeners, and how the incidence is actually growing for melanoma in that population. And some of the pearls of wisdom, I think, that we want to try and leave our listeners with, Dr. Gershenwald, I'm going to ask you on the next segment. But I just want to recap a little bit about the Moonshot program, as some of our listeners may be interested. So we are going to be posting your link to the Moonshots program and MD Anderson, what they're doing in the world of melanoma, on our Facebook page, and you'll be able to check that out at www.facebook.com/Dr. Talk. And we hope that also some of our listeners will post their comments about the melanoma show and questions. A lot of topic here, Dr. Gershenwald, and we're going to try and pick your brain a little bit more in the upcoming segment on what our moms can do to protect their young families with sun exposure. And we'll get into a little bit more detail as well about some of the other statistics on melanoma when we come back from the break. You're listening to us on Dr. Talk, Money Radio, 99.3 FM, 1510 AM.
When you're driving down the road, the last thing you want to think about is tires. Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed with the right tire for your vehicle. We carry the world's best brands of tires, all at everyday low prices. At Discount Tire, we're not just about tires, we're about people. We'll get you the right tire for your vehicle to help keep you safe on the road. Stop by any Discount Tire store for a free air pressure and tire safety check. Your low price journey starts here. Discount Tire.
Join board-certified and personal physician Dr. Carrie Bordinko every Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. on Money Radio 1510 AM and 99.3 FM for Dr. Talk, where we put healthcare back in your hands. Each week, we'll have a full panel of nationally known medical experts as guest speakers, taking an in-depth look at the issues that affect us all and matter most. Tune in this Saturday at 1 p.m. for Dr. Talk.
Do you dread having your annual screening mammogram? For a totally different experience, give Arizona BreastNet a call. Our all-female staff provides you with years of expertise and immediate results in a clean, state-of-the-art, spa-like facility that respects your mind, your body, and your time. If, on the other hand, you have a new breast lump or breast-related finding, call Arizona BreastNet today for an immediate appointment and consultation with a doctor who will give you your results at the time of your visit. At Arizona BreastNet, you will never have to wonder, worry, or wait. Get your results today and call 480-314-7600. That's 480-314-7600 for an immediate appointment, or you can visit us online at breastnet.net for more information.
Your healthcare, your well-being, and your life. Now back to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. To join the conversation, visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Dr. Talk and use the hashtag Dr. Talk. That's facebook.com/Dr. Talk. Now, here's your hosts, Dr. Bordinko and Dr. Barclay White.
So welcome back to Dr. Talk. Carrie and I are talking to Dr. Gershenwald from MD Anderson, and we're discussing skin cancer and particularly melanoma. So before going into the break, we were talking about the increased incidence of melanoma in our teenagers. We are also seeing melanoma in children more rarely. If we see it in our children, does that mean there is a genetic link, or is it, again, just poor sun hygiene?
Sure. I think one piece of overall good news is that melanoma is quite uncommon in children.
Good.
And while the whether or not there's a genetic link is something that is under evaluation right now. It's clearly an area of interest and an area of study. About 10% of melanomas overall are related, are familial, or within family trees, if you will. And a subset of those likely have genetic mutations as part of the risk factor that we know about so far.
Okay. And we are looking for those genetic factors, but we don't really have them yet. Is that correct?
So we are learning more and more about the molecular underpinnings of melanoma month over month. And in fact, we haven't had time to talk about it, but understanding the genetic underpinnings, some of the mutations inside of the tumors themselves, have led to some recent treatments for melanoma as well, called targeted therapy. And drugs have been approved just in the last few years, as for immunotherapy, for this kind of targeted therapy as well. But in terms of risk, when we talk about genetic risk, we're actually talking about not the tumor cells, but whether there are abnormalities or mutations actually in the individual cells that are not yet affected by tumor that might confer an increased risk. And that's something that's under investigation in really all over the world, but we really don't have all the underpinnings right now to know that we should definitely be testing for certain things on a regular basis, because what we do with that information is still unclear. And what we know to do to try to reduce risk is to try to diagnose it early and to change behaviors that can overall decrease the risk in the first place.
I want to jump on that change behavior comment you just made. And, you know, for some of our young moms and dads that might be listening to the show today and they've got kids at home, not quite teenagers yet, I think the real push that we want to try and make as medical professionals is to do exactly what you said and change behaviors. So I want you to go into a little bit more detail for our listeners about what they can do, not just identifying those freckles or bumps that may come up or that massive sunburn, but what are some of the stronger ways that the parents can help affect the way that, you know, we're addressing the sun exposure in our children today?
Sure. So this is actually another component of our moonshot. It's also a major initiative that the Surgeon General announced this summer with the Surgeon General's Call to Action to Prevent Skin Cancer, which was a partnership with the Centers for Disease Control. And basically, there are many things that parents can do. So one is to use sunscreen. And when we talk about sunscreen, there's new FDA guidance on actually how sunscreens are labeled. And so you want sunscreens that are broad spectrum, at least an SPF of 50 or potentially 30 or higher. You want to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours when your kids or when you or yourself are outside. And more often if you're sweating, if you're in and out of the water. There's also now sunscreen that's called water resistant, and it's labeled as either being water resistant for 40 or 80 minutes. And so looking for broad spectrum, high SPF, that also is water resistant would be one way to add some of the prevention to the normal days of your children outside. Consider wearing clothing that can help cover exposed skin. So when appropriate, long sleeve shirts, pants, sunglasses to protect your eyes, broad-rimmed hats. Trying to affect change in your schools. Try to work on shade structures in the playgrounds. Try to allow sunscreen to be applied at school. It can't be applied in many school districts. For the same reason, try to have permitted the wearing of hats at school, particularly at playtime. If you go to Australia,
yes,
kids can't go on the playground without sunscreen or a hat. And these are
amazing
things that I think parents can really get engaged in to try to help.
And I think, I mean, those are some great comments for our listeners, because we have people tuning into this station from all over the U.S. So we had, you and I had been talking during the break about some of the legislation that's being pushed through. And I think just a shout out to the listeners out there that there are a lot of states currently looking at tanning bed legislation. And I'll let Dr. Gershenwald go into a little bit more detail. But right now that's being considered in multiple states about limiting the use of tanning beds in individuals under 18 years of age. So now is a great time for people to look into their own state politics and see if that's something that they can make a phone call, get a petition going around, show that this is important for the health of our generations coming up. And we appreciate you bringing that to our... Is there a website that maybe they could go to look for more information on that, Dr. Gershenwald?
We have a small amount on our website for the moonshot.
That would help bring them to the correct location to find out if their legislation is looking at tanning bed restrictions?
We can try to post something there. That we don't have right now. The American Cancer Society has been very involved as well in a grassroots effort around the country. And so local American Cancer Society outposts could also be good sources of information. I do know that Arizona is under consideration right now. So for those listeners in Arizona who'd like to be involved, I would certainly personally welcome you to contact your legislatures and let them know your feelings in this regard.
And we will definitely be posting
yes.
more of that information on our Facebook page to let our listeners know where they can direct their efforts to if that's something important to them. But like you said, not just limiting tanning bed, but getting more involved in the school system as well, where we can have added protection. Because I guess sunscreen is just not enough by itself. So, all right. So we've talked about prevention. We've talked about treatment options that are out there. I know this is a really big topic, but in our last 2 minutes or so, Dr. Gershenwald, do you have any other pearls of wisdom you can share with our listeners just to help them keep skin safe?
Sure. I mean, I think that melanoma is potentially a scary topic to talk about. I think the good news is that we're learning a lot about it. So respect the sun. Moderate your exposure. Think about ways to avoid, for example, the midday sun. Use sunscreen. Wear a hat. Cover up when you can. You can't, particularly in the South, you can't run from the sun, nor should you. But I think moderation is you know, one of the recipes for success here. If you think you have a mole that's changing or that's new, that doesn't look like the others, that looks irregular, go ahead and get it checked out. Try to alter your activities when possible. Go for lunch in the midday rather than be out in the sun when the UV is most intense. Don't use tanning beds either yourself. And children and friends and family, also counsel them that tanning beds are not safe.
That's a lot of information in a very concise minute. Thank you.
I have one last question. Is there any information on diet and affecting the incidence of melanoma? Is it like everything else?
So a healthy diet is a good diet.
Okay.
I don't think that we have specific melanoma-friendly or melanoma-preventive diets around, but healthful eating is a good way to contribute to overall health. And I think
increasing that's probably our immune, yeah, and increasing our immune system, right, which is so important, I think.
Certainly possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, the caveat to that is we always tell people for good immunotherapy and diet and anti-cancer, we want to increase vitamin D, which, of course, we tell people to get sun exposure for. So that'll be a topic for another show, I think, at this point. Well, Dr. Gershenwald, we really appreciate you taking time and representing MD Anderson and your program and telling our listeners a lot about what you're doing in the Moonshots program. I think that's going to be really cutting edge across the country here in the next couple years, and we hope we hear a lot more about it in the media so we can get a lot more attention for you. And we just want to thank our listeners once again today for tuning in, listening to the show on melanoma. And a quick recap, watch your sun exposure, as Dr. Gershenwald says. Do other things during the heat of the day. And in Arizona, that's not really a hard message to send. Wear your sunscreen.
Your broad spectrum sunscreen.
Apply 50 often.
50 or more applied thickly. Yes.
And so thank you once again. We hope you join us on our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/Dr. Talk. And next week, we'll have another great show for you on Money Radio, Dr. Talk, 99.3 FM, 1510 AM. Have a great and fantastic weekend.
You've been listening to Dr. Talk with Dr. Barclay White, a board-certified radiologist, and Dr. Bordinko, a board-certified doctor of internal medicine and personal physician. If you missed any part of this show, please go to moneyradio.com and listen to the audio archive. For additional information or to have your questions answered live on the air, send an email to drtalkaz@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in to Dr. Talk this and every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. The information and opinions expressed in this broadcast are intended to address specific questions asked or situations described on this program and are not designed to constitute advice or recommendations as to any disease, ailment, or physical condition. You should not act or rely upon any information contained in this broadcast without seeking the advice of your personal physician. If you have any questions about the information or opinions expressed during this broadcast, please contact your doctor.
A touch of class in coach. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Bill Fantini. You still can expect a tight squeeze when you sit in the coach section of most airplanes, but some carriers are offering perks that should make your next flight a bit more enjoyable. This is especially true for overseas airlines that are trying to expand service across North America. If you fly on Emirates or Etihad Airways, you'll receive hot towels, and there are large video screens with thousands of movies and TV shows to choose from. The entertainment system on Emirates also offers interactive games, email, texting, and phone calls, all in coach. Persian Gulf is experimenting with new passenger perks, and Qantas upgraded the menu for customers traveling to London from New York, Los Angeles, or Dallas. This could all pay off in a big way. American Express says more business travelers are opting for coach seats so they have more money to spend on hotels and other amenities. I'm Bill Fantini with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-0257. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-0257. That's 1-800-852-0257. Call 1-800-852-0257.
Hi, this is Colonel Kurt Gallegos, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 944th Fighter Wing at Luke Air Force Base here in Arizona. Serving part-time in the Air Force Reserve in Arizona will allow you to advance your civilian career or continue your education. You will receive excellent training, educational assistance, and many other benefits. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
With most businesses, when something goes wrong with computer systems, you call someone to fix it. TeamLogic IT has a better way. It's called System Watch Managed IT Services. System Watch monitors 24/7, performs remote diagnostics, identifies risks, schedules scans for virus and spyware, plus generates reports keeping you up to date. So while you're busy running your business, TeamLogic is busy running your computers. For a limited time, get a free system assessment and a two-week trial of System Watch. Call TeamLogic IT, 602-254-5558, or go to tryteamlogic.com. Money is what we talk about. We're Money Radio, 1510, KFNN Mesa, Phoenix, and 99.3 FM, K257.